We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We've had a pretty good show so far, but I do think we might have saved the best for last. And the reason I say that, this is a segment that we're calling Take a Stand. Greg Pickle and I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. We're going to be pitted against each other, and I think you could have some sparks fly. Our boss over here, Jim Galante, he's waging this war on the camaraderie that Greg and I have. And I think this is part of his master plan. He's going to lob some statements out there. I guess they're statements, right? They're not questions. They're statements.
They're questions.
Okay. Questions where they're designed probably to get different responses from me and Greg. And Jim knows our personality, so I think he's going to go for some psychological warfare here.
No, you give me too much credit.
That's true. I mean, you pay me, so that's what I do. Is we lay it on thick. So let's do it. Let's start with some topics. I'm curious to see what you have up your sleeve.
Let's get started. Now, we wanted to name this "Take a Stand" because no wishy-washy answers. You got to take a stand. You got to support it, and we will have a winner and a loser for each question.
How many bottles of wine do I get if I win?
You mean more than you've already gotten?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with this. True freshman, Micah Parsons, Justin Shorter. Who is going to have more of an impact as a freshman? Greg Pickle, you get to go first.
Well, I think that when you look at Penn State's linebacker depth versus its receivers depth, I think you have to almost go with Parsons simply because Penn State has no really good option. I think maybe they have one spot locked down with Koa Farmer, but guys, after that, I don't know if I think you'd be hard-pressed to say that another guy, maybe Cam Brown, okay, but I think you'd be hard-pressed to say that somebody else has locked themselves into a starting linebacker job. So I'm going to go with Parsons simply because Shorter's going to have so much to wade through. And don't get me wrong, he could be a most talented guy in that room. There's no doubting that, you know, he comes in with arguably one of the more higher profiles that guys at Penn State's ever had. He's just in a class with Micah Parsons.
So this is it's a fair question because there's a need at linebacker, and I think there's an opportunity for Micah Parsons to make a couple game-wrecking, game-changing type of plays, and that'll have an impact. And on the wide receiver side, you think Penn State distributes the ball so much, right, that it's hard to pick out any one individual receiver and say he's had that great of an impact. But I'm going to go with Justin Shorter because the one thing that he's going to do that I don't think any other wide receiver on the depth chart can do is get vertical and make those plays down the field. They didn't really have that dynamic last season. I think Justin Shorter, as long as he's just arriving now, as long as he can get up to speed, put to use his use of the playbook, I'm sure he's had one to study, and just continue that ability he's shown, which is pretty uncanny. 6'4", 215, 220, that's awesome. That's great. But what he's able to do is get off the line of scrimmage. And whether that's press coverage, whether that's off coverage, he's shown the ability to shake really good defensive backs along the way. He's got that ability where even Juwan Johnson doesn't really have it. So Justin Shorter is going to fill a need they haven't been able to fill since Chris Godwin. And I think for that reason, he's my impact guy of the two.
You know, going into this, Dustin, Greg, I had to place him as the heavy favorite. However,
point for me.
Point for
you. Nice.
I just have to think.
It was better logic. I'll give him that.
Well, they lost so many weapons, including Gazicki, Barkley out of the backfield.
Yeah.
I just think this guy, you count him as a weapon. And I know he's not playing tight end, but
he's as big as a tight end.
He is. I think he's going to be a go-to weapon. So
downfield plays. Yes.
1-0. That was an honor.
It's a World Cup. Yeah, it's topical.
All right. Here's the next question. Now, Greg, you are really the heavy favorite on this one.
All right.
We're going to go to a recruiting question.
Okay.
So here we go. And Dustin, you get to answer first on this one. What do you see more likely and also more important, the second quarterback or the second running back in this recruiting class?
So more likely and more important. Let's see. More likely, Boy, there's a lot of seeds out there that are planted on the running back front. So I'm going to say running back is more likely. Never mind the fact that multiple can play at once. And not only can multiple, it's where college football is going. It's where the NFL is going. There's equal opportunity, I think, beyond the 19 season at both quarterback and running back. But I think in terms of likelihood, just from the nature of the beast, I would say running back is more likely. And what was the other part of that?
More important.
Yeah, I also say running back is more important too. I get that Penn State isn't quite where it wants to be. They've wanted two quarterbacks in a class forever now. But I think the most important thing that happened at the quarterback position was Tommy Stevens returning for the 18 season, because that means he'll be your starter for the 2019 season. I've got every confidence in Sean Clifford to be able to take that and take that job and run with it whenever it does become his. So I think you're really looking at, what is it, three more years down the road that Penn State will have probably at starting quarterback. I like Taquan Roberson. I'm for getting two of each of these positions. I just think running back, I circle that one.
Yeah, we're going to split here. I'm going to agree with you on one and disagree with you on the other. I agree with you on the running back likelihood. I think that when you look at what's out there right now, you have Noah Kane, you have Eric Gray, you have maybe a couple other guys that could pop onto the board. I think Penn State's more likely to get one of them before they get Michael Johnson Jr., and let's be honest, is there anybody else out there at the quarterback spot that they're going to get? I don't think so. To me, though, I think it'd be more important to get Johnson Jr. Simp or a quarterback. It doesn't have to be him, but like we just said, it's probably going to be him or bust. To me, you've gotten so much out of Trace McSorley, and you know Tommy Stevens can catch and he can run, and he's thrown occasionally, and he's really good at handing it off. But when he's put in there for the full-time gig, is he going to be able to take the steps that Trace McSorley has? I think we all assume that he's going to be able to, but what if he doesn't? And you already missed a year, it looks like, with Jake Zembic. You do have Sean Clifford and Will Levis, and I think I would trust both those guys to go out right now. But to me, you get Taquan Roberson in then, too. I would just like one more option for Penn State, just in case things don't work out with the four you already have. Now, it sounds a little bit silly to say that when you already have four guys and you liked all of them, and obviously. But let's be honest, were any of them the top-of-the-line plan A guys for Penn State? I would argue Roberson was, but they were also looking at a couple other guys, and I think they always plan to take two in this cycle, so they didn't need necessarily the five-star cream of the crop. Clifford was to an extent, Levis, you know, maybe, but I just think that obviously Justin Fields would have been the guy that they wanted there. So to me, I just think you want one more option, because I don't think you have a surefire multi-year starter there right now. Even if Stevens is one of them, he's only here for another year and then he's gone. So fair. That's where I look at it, and that's where I come down on it. But I do agree with you that running back looks more likely.
And the point goes to Mr. Right. Pickle on that
the tie
one.
Game.
He just wants it to be 1-1 because right. We're only getting through. We got 5 minutes left here. We're not getting through too many topics. If it's 2-0, it's over.
It's a blowout. Yeah,
that's fine.
It's a walkover.
There's more than that.
I think fair enough.
First of all, you got to value the quarterback position more. I think it's the most critical position on the field.
Depth is a fussy thing at quarterback. There's a really fine line, almost non-existent line, between having too much and not enough. Having too much means your guys are leaving for other places. Having not enough means you don't have enough insurance policies in place.
But once you hit on the right guy, and we don't know if any of those next guys is the right guy. Plus, I watched Michael Johnson Jr.'s tape. I like it.
Yeah, he's a good player. We're trying to get him on the show. We'll see in the coming weeks. We're working on it.
Well, why do you think I went the way that I did? Because he is an important potential member of Penn State's class. He would also be an important addition to the show at some point in time.
Okay, give him
the
point.
The more important
thing. If you were up in the air, that gets him the point right there. That's
well,
fine.
That gets him a half point. So he's up by half a point.
Okay.
As we go into our third question. Now, let me little backstory explain why I went with this question. Earlier this week, we spoke to Charles Wallace, Caden's father. He gave us that video of James Franklin that everybody loved, and I think we all know why you might send your son to play for James Franklin. But it got me thinking about some of the more prominent coaches in the country. I am going to place a son for both of you who is finishing up his high school football career with 5 stars, and the son comes to dad and says, I am down to playing for Urban Myers or Nick Saban. Dad, what should I do?
Oh, I'm leaving. Is this our last question, by the way?
Depends how long we talk about it.
I got a feeling it will be.
Okay, so let's make this a robust conversation.
Where do we live, Jim? I think that's a key to this, too. Where are we living?
Everything else equal.
Okay.
Forget position, geography, all those other. It comes down to which coach you would rather have your son playing for.
Boy, I mean, I'm going to be the greedy, selfish dad here and be like, okay, in 3 years, my kid's going to be paying my bills for me. It's a close conversation either way, but boy, Nick Saban's got such a machine going. And frankly, you know, I think one of the things for me is that is Urban Meyer, he's gone through this burnout thing before. Is he going to burn out during my kid's tenure there? Nick Saban, he's going to be hard on him, on my kid. He's going to be tough. But I think the results speak for themselves. I think they're going to win, and he's going to go to the NFL and play if he's a five-star talent. So I don't think you can go wrong either way. And I think Nick Saban is a robot sent here from outer space just to coach college football. So I don't know if he's super relatable. But I have just a fraction more trust, and I think I have a I think he's a fraction better college football coach.
Yeah, we're on the same page there, Dustin. I just think that when you look at everything Alabama is able to do, everything that they've been doing in the past, and if everything else is going to be equal, then I think that you just look. Ohio State might be on that; they could be on the cusp of a run like Alabama's had. Or I'm not going to deny that or say that it's not possible. But you look at what they have going on down there. Let me just put it this way to you. Do I think Josh Gattis would have left Penn State to work for Urban Meyer? No. Do I think he left Penn State not because he didn't like Penn State, but because the chance to work under Nick Saban, rather, gives you the opportunity to really punch your next ticket to wherever you want to go. And if that guy thinks you're a coordinator, you're a coordinator. So I think that sort of tells you all you need to know is that I don't – and that's nothing against Urban Meyer either. It's just the fact that what they have going on down there is so simply so great and has been for so many years. And he has developed so much clout and talent that if you have a five-star kid who's looking to make that decision, I just think it's Alabama, and I just don't know if it's particularly close, if everything else is equal.
So basically Nick Saban – he's the Jim Galante of college football.
Exactly.
Does everything right. Leadership, charisma, good looks. I mean, it's all these things rolled into one, and that's why I said Nick Saban. So who gets the point, Jim?
I have the charisma of Nick Saban.
Well, Nick Saban wishes he had your charisma is what I meant to say.
You know, usually sucking up works. However,
it's going to go against me.
You went over the
top.
I get docked.
Okay.
So, Mr. Pickle, in a big comeback falling behind, he takes our first Take a Stand championship.
Be back at it next week.
This game's bullcrap. We're never playing it again. That's it for us on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Enjoy your prize, Greg. You can check us out. Listen to this and all other segments that we've done at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hi, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stop by Route 15 Beverage Express for the best selection of craft, domestic, and import beer in the area. Let our friendly and knowledgeable staff provide you with the best service in the area. And don't forget, June 23rd, we are saying thank you for 15 wonderful years of service. Stop by from noon to 4 for free food from 409 Tailgate Club, beer samples, and prizes just off Route 15 South in Dillsburg.